other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, when schools lie to you and say it's the law your children take vaccines and children die and have brain damage from it, that's an accessory to murder. Did you just get that straight? Okay, boy, here we are in another hour. I've got totally insane news that I've got to cover coming up in the next segment. But let's go to some more calls here right now. Let's talk to Dolores in Tennessee. You're on the air, Dolores.
Hey, it's Doris, but anyway.
Oh, I'm sorry. Doris.
That's okay. If people have not learned by now that we're seeing the same people over and over, Eric Holder, Bill Maher, you know, when you think about Ruby Ridge, Randy Weaver, Oklahoma City bombing, all the things that the federal government has done to this country, and they can't see by now. I don't know if they're ever going to see, like the 70-some-year-old man, doesn't he know you go back and look at what's happened to know what's going to happen later?
Well, I mean, Doris, it's not even the federal government. It is a total foreign criminal group breaking the law in front of everyone, just flagrantly in our face. We're listening to everything you do without warrants. And, we have built re-education centers.
I stand corrected, but I'm brainwashed, too, a certain point, you know, when we begin to say things like
the federal government. I'm brainwashed, too. I say our military, it's not our military, it's the globalist military. I say federal government. It's not the occupied federal government. I mean, we've got to really realize, people always say I exaggerate. It's almost always 10 times worse than what I'm saying. I mean, reality is so wild. And just how much they've gotten away with.
Well, go back and look. Yeah, go back and look at Randy Weaver. He's still alive today. He's 64 years old. They killed his wife, his son, his dog. They have standing off at Ruby Ridge.
They hate the American people 100 times worse than the Iraqis. And that's what's so sad about good old boys. They're like, kill all the Iraqers.
And then Waco happened. And then the Oklahoma City bombing happened. All of it happened. And you know, Randy Weaver sued the government and won his case, $3,360,000. And he won against the federal government. Nobody ever reported that. That they set him up to do the sawed-off shotguns when he would not be a straw man for them.
No, they told him. They said, because you're a former Green Beret, you're going to go infiltrate the Klan. And he said, I'm not going to do that. The Aryan Nations. And so they set him up. And
then he was on the Bill Maher show. You see Bill Maher over and over throughout all this history. And then even the bounty hunter that was with the Casey Anthony trial, I mean, you know, he's wearing the same black hat he wore back then. I mean, it's ridiculous what they have done to this wonderful United States of America.
I hear you, ma'am.
I cannot believe it.
I hear you.
Thank you.
I mean, what's happened is people began watching television in the 50s. They stopped talking to their neighbors, and they began just drooling. And our whole world is programmed by whatever the system puts out. Now they brought the internet out to track and trace everybody, but it's backfired on them. We're using it, so they want to curtail that. I mean, it's just absolute insanity. Absolute, total, tongue-dragging-the-ground insanity. There's a method to the madness. Their abuse of the population is scientific, but the directive, the reason they do the abuse, is crazy. So they scientifically set up a system to abuse us and enslave us and destroy all that's good and lift up all that's evil and invent new wickedness, as the Bible says they do. But the driving force behind it is madness. So it's a scientific madness. And heaven help us. Okay, boy, I'm going to do the news blitz of news blitzes after this quick break, and then I will continue onward and upward with your phone calls. Ray, Chase, Chris, David, and many others, 800-259-9231.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. To celebrate the beginning of summer, you can save 20% off their already affordable prices. This offer ends on June 20th, so take advantage of the summer savings now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Here we are, kicking off another hour of global transmission against tyranny. I am Alex Jones, your host, the tip of the spear when it comes to the fight for no compromise, true liberty, and the exposure of the global technocratic slave state calling itself the New World Order, really just a bunch of private megabanks that are anti-free market, want global monopolies where they exempt themselves from all the laws that they get our puppet states to pass. We are here to unlock the minds of the people and doing a pretty darn good job, especially thanks to all your help out there spreading the word about the show, whether you listen on a local AM and FM station, Global Shortwave, the internet, InfoWars.com, whether you watch us at PrisonPlanet.tv or XM166, thank you so much for joining us. Okay, let me get back into more of the news. I've mentioned some of this, but let me just get into this right now. Here's a story out of Slate. U.S. cities embrace software to automatically detect suspicious behavior. These are systems where if you start talking to people on the street, they call the police on you. If it looks like you're hanging things up, they call police on you. Don't we need computers like this watching the crooks in government? Oh, no, everything government does is national security. And if somebody whistleblows on corruption, they get arrested. So, again, we need people watching the suspicious activities of the federal government. Here's another one. After Google spy cars and planes, company unleashes backpack cameras as latest device in bid to map entire world. Google is a globalist NSA front so they can make private money off of ripping you off. Google, don't be evil, was their cover. Really evil people and groups don't come out and dress up like Darth Vader. They come with a little ice cream cone like Warren Buffett in every photo. I'm an old man. I got an ice cream cone. I'm the biggest recipient of taxpayer money. That's why I want to raise taxes on rich people. You know, those making $125,000 a year. And folks that think that sounds rich go, yeah, he's nice. He got an ice cream cone. Look, mommy. Again, it's all camouflage. And so now they're announcing drones everywhere because the globalists know that you see it, if it's corporate, as less threatening. Oh, like corporate mercenaries coming after you. Here's another one. Health panel talks about wider food ban. Fox News reports out of New York City, fresh off of banning soft drinks above 16 ounces. You can have all you want of aspartame. It's the sugared ones. If you want, you know, the deadly wood alcohol, formaldehyde breaks down at 87 degrees. Your body's way above that. Stuff that gives you macular degeneration, all sorts of cancer, brain damage, addictive. That's fine. You want some GMO? Want some GMO corn that kills bugs if they eat it? It's got so much naturally growing pesticide in it. It's a pharmacological crop. That's fine. But you want popcorn? Gonna ban that and gonna ban that beef, ice cream, it's all going to be tracked. They say milk's bad, so there you go. First they banned the healthy milk, and now the other stuff they're going to try to restrict it. So milk products, because the government says what you eat. And then when you get sick from their soft kill weapons, they'll take even more rights away from you and lie to you and say it's the law to take vaccines. Oh, remember in New York City and the feds came out and said that the air was safe to breathe when their own internal reports said it was full of asbestos, atomized glass, mercury, and now massive deaths from cancer. Famous people stayed in the area, you know, died from it. You've seen those cases in the news. Almost all the dogs within 2 years died, even five-year-old German Shepherds, nasal cancer, lung cancer. And still, there's reports out where they're trying to get the cancers covered for the firefighters and police and other people. Because regardless of what really happened on 9/11, the folks that responded were heroes. But the New York Post said you're ambulance chasers if you want money. So there you go. It's a conspiracy theory that was bad for you because government never lies. Of course, all they do is lie. Continuing here with some of the other news. Here's an article out of London Independent. So which of these does harm male fertility? And they say, no, it's not cigarette studies show, because they have systems where they pump smoke in on rats. It's not alcohol, like they said. It's not even fattening food. It must be shorts that are too tight. And it is true that you don't want to get involved. If you have low sperm count and can't get your wife pregnant, you don't want to, because I've read about it. I don't have that problem, you don't want to get in hot water above 100 degrees when you take a bath or a shower or hot tub, and you don't want to wear underwear. You want to boost testosterone levels, you don't wear underwear, because that's why your testicles are on the outside of your body. This is just medical news, folks. They're on the outside of your body because the sperm need to be in 96 degrees or lower, and testosterone needs to be developed in the testes at 96 degrees or lower. That's why they're on the outside of mammals. Outside, not inside. There's a reason for that. There's a reason for that. And so that's basically the breakdown on that front. But they say sperm counts have dropped 87% because you're not wearing the right underwear. So there you have it. That's only part of it, ladies and gentlemen. It's the estrogen mimickers, the bisphenol A's, and others. That's what the real studies show. Okay, let's continue here. Panel to post-menopausal women. Don't take vitamin D and calcium. I thought you were supposed to. I mean, they just con the government panel's going to tell us what to eat. How about Mr. Federal Government caught murdering thousands of troops in secret tests over 50 years? How about you all get arrested instead of telling us what to do? That sounds a lot better. You're caught shipping guns into Mexico, blowing up Oklahoma City. How about you go to prison, you murdering, drug dealing, child trafficking scum? How about we just call you out for what you are? Not the authorities, a gang of sinister, out-of-control trash. You're like, oh, this show's really radical. No, it's not. Reality's radical. You study history, what out-of-control systems do, when people start becoming thumb suckers. Here's another article from American Dream up at InfoWars.com. The elite are attempting to convince us that killing off our sick grandparents, it's cool and trendy. And there's just all these articles coming out about how cool it is and how fun it is. And oh, my God, my parents are scum. They're old and ugly and stupid. And I killed them. I cut off any medical treatment. It's so fun. We're going to hire 10 teachers, kill granny. I mean, it's just like... kill kids up to age 3. Yeah, they're not humans. Have you been hearing that in the news? Yeah, kids are bad with the carbon footprint. You watch all the TV shows. They put down kids. They put down men. They show women in charge everywhere so they can destroy women. So women can stomp around haughtily and boss everyone around and henpeck each other. Man, it's just everything the Bible talked about. Women over you and your children over you. Society just plunging into hell itself. And we're just starting the roller coaster ride down. You ain't seen nothing yet. We got to come out of the next break with, you ain't seen nothing yet. No, you ain't seen nothing yet. I know it's in there. Let's continue with the news. I want to cover this on the nightly news tonight so I can properly show you the graphics. But zombies, deniers, sociopaths, schemers, and protectors. The five dominant personalities you'll encounter in the world gone mad. Mike Adams has got the protectors as the sheepdogs, not the wolves, not the sheep, as the good guys. But I talked about the fake nanny state protectors. They always have a counterfeit of anything like that. And again, we will be covering that on the nightly news in detail this evening. We'll look at the zombies, the deniers, the sociopaths, and the schemers. Well, there's also the torture masters, the having people at their will, having people totally captured and panicking, the vampires. So I will add the vampires. They're at the top of the. In fact, maybe Marcus, we're skeleton crews. If you folks are on vacation right now, well deserved. Maybe a pyramid with the different types in it. The protectors that actually hold the whole system up, then the fake nanny state with the idea that only the nanny state can do the protecting, and then above that you've got the zombies, then you've got the deniers, then you've got the sociopaths, then you've got the schemers, then you've got the master idiot savant vampire brain bugs, and then above that you've got the psychic vampire supreme overlord level, which is just the essence of death and destruction. I mean, that would be the actual effect. Let me just get the pyramid ready so I can give it to him. You have a document cam shot, people watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. Let me see. Here's the pyramid, and we've just been taught to be spectators. That's another group. They've gotten good people to be spectators. So that's how they've gotten us, the real protectors, out of the game by watching the television mind control device. So the normal protectors with normal wiring and a good upbringing that's being phased out, they're busy mesmerizing a dream state, or if they wake up, they're called conspiracy theorists, okay? But then you've got you've got the zombies, and you've got the quasi-zombie spectators, so I guess he does have it right. Zombie spectators would be the term. You've got the deniers that think it's trendy to go along with whatever the system says because they're like pretending they're winning by doing that. Then you got the sociopaths. Then you've got schemers. Then you've got the technocrat vampires. And then you've got the supreme overlord vampires who really hate the vampires beneath them and the schemers and are usually physically destroying them on a routine basis. So they got to keep their numbers down or they'll scheme together and unseat the master vampires. One of the worst jobs to have is to be a technocrat vampire. I mean, it doesn't even really mean, like, he's kind of a mercenary vampire. You might not even enjoy what you're doing. A lot of them do, but they mainly do it because they want to feel good about themselves. The famers, the mercenary fame people, they'll do, there's a lot of reasons they can get them to sell out. You know what? We're going to come back with more calls. Then I'm going to get into Israel rounds up Africans who threaten the character of the Jewish state, Reuters reports. Man, imagine if they rounded up the black people here. That'd be called racist, but not when Israel does it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. To celebrate the beginning of summer, you can save 20% off their already affordable prices. This offer ends on June 20th, so take advantage of the summer savings now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633. Or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guarantee.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido, or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why they created T-Gen. It contains an all-natural ingredient that will safely boost your testosterone. You need healthy levels of testosterone to have a good mood and a positive, energetic mind. Call now and receive a free bottle of T-Gen. Call 800-577-8644 right now for more details. Call 800-577-8644 for your free one-month supply. That's 800-577-8644 for your free bottle now. In a study of exercising men using the ingredient in T-Gen, 85% reported an improvement in sexual desire. Don't wait. Call now. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. Call now.
Yeah, you think 30,000 armed drones illegally operating against the American people, Pentagon run, is bad? You think the UN and NATO saying that they openly run our military and Congress should sit down and shut up and Congress did? You ain't seen nothing yet. You think they're going to ban soft drinks with sugar in them? You ain't seen nothing yet. They're going to ban popcorn and over certain amounts of beef, chicken, meat. They said they're going to ban it. It's a carbon tax. It's all here. It's all happening. They're going to dig through your trash can. It's already begun in Miami and other areas. You ain't seen nothing yet. This is all planned. UN, global government, set up by eugenicists. They set up UNESCO. They've said their plan. You notice yesterday I played part of that Ray Kurzweil clip from the big UN summit in Moscow. And coming up later in the news segment, after I take some more calls, I'm going to play a clip from it. The part we didn't get to. But you notice they say, we will merge with machines and live forever and fly through space. That's a UN transhumanist quote by Ray Kurzweil that I put with the quote in Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, in 2007, 5 years ago. And I've had countless newspapers come out and make fun of me for that and go, Alex says they're going to merge with machines, live forever, and fly around in spaceships. I was giving the quote by the crazy elite that say after they kill us, they're going to do all this. I don't know if that's going to happen or not, but everything they said they do so far in the plan, they've been following. So it doesn't take a rocket scientist to know that they're going to keep doing all. I mean, Ted Turner, all of them are like, yeah, we're going to kill 90% of you. Yeah, we're going to build level 4 bioweapons labs all around you. Yeah, we're going to do that. We're going to build them in level 2 facilities where we can get out. Oh, okay. We're just supposed to just sit here and go, oh, everything's fine. Hey, Mitt Romney, man, he's going to fix it. Yeah, oh, yeah. Bought and paid for by the same people. It's all just window dressing. Obama, Romney, they got a puppet dancing in front of me going, look at the puppet, look at the puppet. And I'm like, look at the guy pulling the puppet. It's the same guy. Hey, look, here's Mitt Romney. Here's Barack Obama. Ron Paul, 4 years ago, he said, hey, I'm not going to support McCain. I can't. He's basically the same as Obama. Everybody's like, wow, he really understands it. 4 years later, hey, we're doing what we got to do. We may not even have a counter conference. The Republicans might get mad. We're bringing in all these mainline Republican strategists. Well, hey, we don't like that. Well, we don't need you anymore, people that brought us to this, you libertarian constitutionalists. We're merging with the Republican Party. That's basically the message. We want the Republican Party to like us. That's what they've all said. Okay, I don't hate you. I don't dislike you. I understand your thought process. It's incredibly flawed. I mean, I liked the Ron Paul of 4 years ago, not this new one. And please don't say, oh, there's an, you know, Ron Paul didn't do this. Yeah, he did. He coordinated this with Rand Paul. Last week, the announcement that, okay, our campaign is over. We're not going to have the delegates we needed, as if that wasn't the case for months, right as Rand comes out with his announcements. It's deals being made behind the scenes. And we're not being told about those deals. Ray and Cal, because we're the stupid, unwashed Ron Paul supporters. Let's talk to Ray in California. Go ahead.
Alex.
Yes.
Alex, did you read the New York Times this morning?
No.
The New York Times today has Syria on the front page.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I know they're all saying they're going to attack it. Yeah, but we're fearmongers to say that they're openly calling for aerial bombardments and ground invasions. I see this Pentagon thing on my website, but in the comments saying we're making it up that anything's about to happen in Syria. Yes.
You know, the Syria is a trigger for a nuclear holocaust.
Well, the Russians do say that they're moving nukes into those areas and may nuke. But, you know, so what? The bankers have underground bunkers. Everything's fine.
And they're also doing Soros techniques in Russia, and they're trying to get the back door reinitiated in China through payoffs.
Exactly. And then they say you're not patriotic if you don't support Soros. Hey, I don't like the Russian government and the stuff they do, but they're not over here running my life. They're not the ones launching drones against me. They're not the ones brain damaging our kids with forced vaccines and lying about it. You know, I'm sick of the system. Oh, the Muslims will get you. Give your rights up, and they run the Muslim Al-Qaeda. Or the Russians will get you while they pay to ship our factories to China.
Yeah, the reason why they're trying to reestablish the back door is because they want to have a limited nuclear holocaust so they can pull it off.
Yeah, I think that Joel Skousen's right about this, but he thinks it comes in 5 to 10 years. I mean, the elite are digging in bunkers like it's, you know, going to happen tomorrow, telling us we're kooks if we have some storable foods. Don't have storable foods, but we're building giant billion-dollar bunkers. Okay. And we're building bioweapon labs all around your major cities that if any of it gets out, it'll kill 90% of you. But everything's fine. Don't be a conspiracy theorist. That means don't question. I'm sorry. Go ahead, conspiracy theorist.
What they want to do here, is they want to have a bio-holocaust before the nuclear holocaust. So, and they want to have the nuclear holocaust by the end of this year, beginning of next year.
All right, I hope you're wrong, but There's no telling what they'll do. They financed Hitler, Mao, everybody else. I mean,
we're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
A decision is being made by the President and the Joint Chiefs in the war room at the Pentagon. And when they realize there is no possibility of recalling the wing, there will be only one course of action open: total commitment. Mandrake, do you recall what Clemenceau once said about war?
No, I didn't think I knew that.
He said war was too important to be left to the generals. When he said that, 50 years ago, he might have been right. But today, war is too important to be left to politicians. They have neither the time, the training, nor the inclination for strategic thought.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
The globalists are totally committed. The printer ink is bisphenol A to sterilize you and your family and give you cancer. Look it up. All the major GMO crops have back doors built in to create pesticides to give you cancer, reduce your fertility, and mutate you by the third generation to the point of not even being human. Look it up. We are being hit from every side. Most of us are already walking dead. Just understand that. This is toe-to-toe combat with the eugenics black op command force that's infiltrated every level of society and used brainwashing flicker rates to put the general public into deep trances. If you're able to understand this transmission, it means that you've broken the trance at some level. If you're laughing uncontrollably right now, That's a inlaid program to laugh when you hear the truth. You've been preconditioned by all the different messaging and things, mainly at the subliminal level. Let me hit some more news, and then we'll get back to your calls. I mentioned this earlier, and I saw this in Reuters this morning. There's an article at Infowars.com going over it with the quotes. Israel rounds up Africans who threaten the character of the Jewish state. And what happened is King Solomon did have a bunch of wives from Ethiopia. And much of Ethiopia says they're Jewish. It's some of the oldest Christian groups as well down there, and they've been able to immigrate in. But Israel's decided that ain't the way it's working. I've got it here out of Reuters. Israel government wants to get rid of 60,000 African migrants whose growing numbers are seen by many Israelis as a law and order issue, even a threat to the long-term viability of the Jewish state, according to Reuters. And it goes on, for some in Israel, built by immigrants and refugees, internment and deportation are bad solutions. Well, my issue is, why were they let in as workers to begin with? And listen, if you're going to have a country, I mean, France isn't French anymore. England's not. And I'm not bashing the groups that have come there wanting a better life. But, you know, the point is that the Israel lobby in this country is always lobbying for open borders, gun control, trying to manipulate our policies so we're a kept nation to keep funding what's happening over there. That's my irritation. Saying we're going to ship the black people out. And I've seen articles like where they say, you know, you'll be arrested if you marry a Jewish woman. I mean, you can look that up. That's like Jerusalem Post. My only issue is I don't want to be lectured all day by big Israeli war hawk, you know, dual citizen people in Congress about how if I don't want Obamacare, I'm racist when I'm not even thinking about race. And I'm not here henpecking at Israel either. But, I mean, it is a religious, racial state. This is the kind of stuff goes on. Both countries in history have been religious or racial. So my whole point is that this is what I shove in the face of the Israel lobby. It's a diverse lobby, but, you know, the really liberal sections of it aren't liberal at all. You know, they want everybody in Israel to have M16s taxpayer paid for by me and by you, but then lobby to get our guns. In fact, there's the article out of Reuters. Israel said Monday it started rounding up African migrants in the first stage of a controversial emergency plan to intern and deport thousands deemed to be a threat to the Jewish character of the state. I mean, can you imagine the headline? Thousands of blacks to be rounded up because they're a threat to the character of the United States state. But I guess I need to be politically correct, so I support Israel and what they're doing. I think it's not racist at all. I'm being sarcastic. I mean, it's just so over the top, folks. It's so over the top. I'll probably get attacked by the ADL for criticizing it. The ADL caught breaking into police departments, stealing files on people. They don't need that now. They got Google. The ADL running around, Southern Poverty Law Center and others. A bunch of these groups have been caught creating fake white supremacist groups. Oh, man. One time I went out to protest a white supremacist rally in downtown Austin, and I'd played it on local cable TV, and I was like, these white supremacists all look like Howard Stern with short haircuts. I mean, it was like totally, and later came out it was fake, and they get everybody fighting with each other. Again, most people in Israel don't like what's happening. Most of the Jews I talk to in the U.S. are against what's happening. And, you know, the media tries to make it either a monolithic, you totally support everything Israel does and don't question anything, meaning the government of Israel, or you're anti-Semitic, or you totally hate Israel, or you're bad. And I find the same crazy vitriol from the pro-Israel camp and the anti-Israel camp. And this is the type of stuff that really leads to big problems. And I don't see how Israel can continue on doing things like this. I mean, there's 60,000 black Africans there. But what Reuters doesn't mention is almost all of them got there because they come from communities that for thousands of years have said they're Jewish. And they're proud of the fact. And they have, you know, features that are more, Semitic than African. I mean, you know, they clearly have some of those features. They say they have that bloodline. It's been adopted. It's been accepted by Israel. And now you're going to tell them that they're not Jewish. I mean, that's what's not really being said here. They were led into Israel as refugees back in the 60s and 70s and 80s because they are Jewish, a lot of them, or say they are. And my whole issue is that it's just amazing. I mean, that's all I can say. And to say because of crime, you know, the old thing that blacks are all criminals. I mean, they even throw that in there, and it's like, because it's Israel, it's like, well, okay, you know, those blacks, they're criminals. The New York Times will probably say what I just said, take it out as a quote and say I said it when I was quoting what's going on in Israel. Just amazing. Okay, now I've ranted about that too long, about all this other news I want to get to. I played part of this yesterday, a big UN event in Moscow a few months ago, Ray Kurzweil running it. In Endgame, and I still need to do a video on this showing what I said in Endgame with the quotes versus what Ray Kurzweil and the UN say. And the UN was set up by transhumanists, which is the new name for eugenicists. They even said that. They said, well, Hitler made us look bad. We'll call ourselves transhumanist. And now if you're into empowering humanity, making the blind see, you think, oh, that's what they are. No. They say they're going to control evolution, merge with machines, kill the rest of us. And that's the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey would say. So I want to do a piece on this soon that's more produced with all the documents showing the rest of the story. But here's the part I didn't get to yesterday because of time constraints and the articles up there. UN, that conference talks about the new man and the end of humanity as we know it. And again, all this tech that's being rolled out by him has back doors to surveil, control, and dehumanize. And you think people are already watching television, looking at their iPads and not talking to people. They're now starting to interface and getting addicted. The wirehead, the plugging into the brain, the matrix is here. Philip K. Dick wrote about it 35 years ago. The film The Matrix is just based on Pentagon plans, again, declassified in 2000, where they actually talk about us all living in pods and powering things with our body heat. And that movie is just all in your face. Now, I'm not saying that's going to happen. This is what they say. This is a UN conference saying they're going to control reality and you just better get ready to accept it. And they talk about a new religion. Their new religion is the technotronic merger and blasting off into the space as robots. Okay? We should have a debate about whether we, A, think this is feasible, B, think it's a good idea. But the general public's like, this guy's using fancy terms. He said technotronic. What are you trying to show off for, pal? A bench press 350. I'm like, look, I'm not trying to show off to you. I just want to warn you about some stuff going on. Did you know most people that have autopsies now have nanotech in their brain? They're spiking it as part of a global program into some of the food, just like they take your baby's blood at birth. Yeah, right. The aliens gonna get me. I'm the tenfold hat. I'm like, listen, this is very important. You need to. Sure it is, bud boy. I'm like, if you went and got your brainwaves checked, I would imagine you're in a suspended disbelief subconscious program right now and that you're at the edge of dreaming. That's why you're laughing at me right now. That's right, crazy man. Because they've been put into a near sleep state. Look at the brainwave reports. This is mainstream news. And but they just report it like it's no big deal. And then they're down there in that subconscious where the subconscious knows this is real and is scared. It's hundreds of times more powerful than the conscious mind. Some people is thousands of times more powerful. It knows everything's going on. It's scared to death. And you come to them and say, hey, this is happening. And then the pre-programmed outside defense mechanism hits, eyes glaze over. Boom, can't hear you. I mean, they got GMO, they got nanotech in their brain already. Oh, yeah. I mean, we are so far down the rat hole, and we haven't even begun the descent. And I tell you what, it's amazing. Let's go ahead and talk to, let's go ahead and go to that video, then we'll go back to your calls. Here is the forecast of the UN from the big UN Moscow conference. Here it is.
Our forecast for the next 40 years, February 2012. Global Future 2045 Congress is held in Moscow. It is a debate platform for discussion of our civilization's prospects for development. 2012 to 2013, the global economic and social crises are exacerbated. The debates on the global paradigm of future development intensifies. New transhumanist movements and parties emerge. Russia 2045 transforms into World 2045. Simultaneously, the 2045.com international social network for open innovation is expanding. Here, anyone interested may propose a project, take part in working on it, or fund it, or both. In the network, there are scientists, scholars, researchers, financiers, and managers. 2013 to 2014, new centers working on cybernetic technologies for the development of radical life extension rise. The race for immortality starts. 2015 to 2020, the Avatar is created. A robotic human copy controlled by thought via brain-computer interface. It becomes as popular as a car. In Russia and in the world appear, in testing mode, several breakthrough projects. Android robots to replace people in manufacturing tasks. Android robot servants for every home. Thought-controlled avatars to provide telepresence in any place of the world and abolish the need for business trips. Flying cars. Thought-driven mobile communications built into the body or sprayed onto the skin. 2020 to 2025. An autonomous system providing life support for the brain and allowing it interaction with the environment is created. The brain is transplanted into an Avatar B. With Avatar B, man receives new, expanded life. 2025. The new generation of avatars provides complete transmission of sensations from all five sensory robot organs to the operator. 2030 to 2035, ReBrain. The colossal project of brain reverse engineering is implemented. World science comes very close to understanding the principles of consciousness. 2035, the first successful attempt to transfer one's personality to an alternative carrier. The epoch of cybernetic immortality begins. 2040 to 2050. Bodies made of nanorobots that can take any shape arise alongside hologram bodies. 2045 to 2050. Drastic changes in social structure and in scientific and technological development. All the prerequisites for space expansion are established. For the man of the future, war and violence are unacceptable. The main priority of his development is spiritual self-improvement. A new era dawns. The era of neo-humanity.
All right. Now, that's put out by the UN, and it's global standardization saying the UN must decide the course of the technological development. Remember, the real technology is 30 years advanced. They're just rolling a lot of this out now at you. The neo-human, there won't be, if you get into deeper documents, but about 1% of the original humans will be allowed to live, and this is their plan, when you get up to 2060 or so. But they don't tell people at first, they say, we're only going to kill 80%, we're only going to kill 90%, and then higher level documents that have leaked, well, we're going to keep about 2%. Some documents say we may decide to kill ourselves or blast off the earth and blow it up for fun. This is what the top billionaires say. We quote them in Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And you're like, this is madness. Well, these are the folks in charge. Okay? Not me saying this, New York Times. And others, when you attack me and say, Jones says they're going to live forever and blast off in spaceships. Notice they talk about, you know, religious. This will empower us religiously. And now they're going to be God making the new creatures. See, there's no room for you when you get into their deeper literature. Notice the whole Avatar thing. I've already talked to, by the way, I wanted to get Tommy back on. I forgot to get him on. Let's get him on next week. I've talked to people that have gotten tours years ago when nobody had of the new hologram movies. They're just not ready to roll it out yet. They're just phasing it in right now. And then pretty soon it'll just be plugged into your brain. And again, it's all about control just to get you dialed into false reality so you'll accept, oh, billions died in the last year. We're safe here in the great node city of Agulu or whatever it is. And then, oh, I'm going to just get back into my plug-in system. Bring me back for exercise in 1 month. I'm going to go back to my, you know, the kingdoms I'm ruling in the cybernetic system. And then you go off into your la-la land, and then you're just unplugged later. They're going to have the robots in your house spying on you, which the CIA chief said 2 months ago, all appliances. They're going to be there doing everything for you, working at the factories. You're not going to be needed anymore because of the robotics. The military's not going to be needed. It's all going to be robots working on robots, as we've shown you their documents and videos on air. This is the plan. As soon as the technocratic skin is in, the robotics, the drones, the weaponized system, at the moment they've beta tested and are ready to go, they'll release the first bioweapon plague. That's what they didn't give you in their little forecast. Again, that will wipe out 10 to 15 million people. I'm giving you a prime projection. That will be used in the next 5 to 10 years after that attack is launched. Could be next month, could be 10 years from now, because they are behind. And then fighting them will back them off, by the way. This is a death struggle we're in. Once they launch that bio attack, that first phase is just make everybody scared. Millions dead, total fear. Anybody will take any shot they're told to, quote, be safe. That will implant them with all sorts of nasty nanotech and things, and soft kills and hormone-triggered viruses for age discrimination. Lower hormones is triggered, they admit that. That's one of their main kill rates. Also, they like to add pathogens to things like the tetanus shot for just a good old-fashioned attack pattern. And an infestation of the organs with different pustules and things that have a nice, painful soft kill effect. It also weighs down the country that you're hitting with it. That's an added goodie. But then once they release that bio-level attack, then they'll kill, I think, about 3 billion in the next phase. Then society will really ratchet down, and then...
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Okay, about an hour ago, we got a phone call by one of the workers there. That's all I'm going to say. We're going to get back in touch with them. I'm not going to say he or she. Right after the show ends, and we'll have this on the nightly news tonight, they said the University of Texas facility, they have a level 4 bioweapons lab on the coast that got hit by a hurricane. It's level 2 security, but level 4. That's got stuff that will, again, kill 90% of those that come in contact with it. Mousepox, you name it. that it's a nanotech weapon system facility, Department of Defense. Whatever you guys do with the document cameras, don't show my notes here. It'll give this away. And that they're practicing high-powered systems that can fire nanotech viruses into people at such high speed, and they're so small you don't even know you've been hit by them. The perfect weapon. And, again, UT is involved. They've got a huge monkey farm out there with stuff that, well, one researcher told me it kills 97% of the monkeys. God almighty. It's right out in Bastrop, outside Bastrop by Smithville. I was given a tour one time of the psychology department. I'll never forget it. And there, a lot of it was classified, but they're like, oh, don't look at those monitors. That's classified. Oh, and it's all the monkeys in their in the big death pits all hooked up with wires in their heads, hitting them with flicker rates for the Pentagon to test how to soft kill you and your family through the television, how to put you into that state. I mean, I'm just a primitive human who was able to break the basic programming. I'm in an emergency system warning you here. And they're building all this stuff everywhere. Got a nanotech place down the street from us right here, but it's just one of the fake groups out there. All these groups are out there trying to get funding. There it is, nanotechnology at the University of Texas. Anyways, we're told about this and we look it up, and the person told us it's a cover-up. We've been in contact with KXAN, one of our crew, one of our reporters used to work there. He quit there to come to work here. He called them. They're looking into it. UT experiment explodes, hospitalizes one. Person has minor energies. Leak now under control. And it said during the experiment with the nanotech gun, the explosion that happened during the experiment at the University of Texas High Velocity Projectile Research Facility, sent one person to the hospital Tuesday. They got thousands of these things everywhere. The motorist driving by the building at 300 North Baghdad Road, yeah, you wouldn't even have heard of this if people didn't see the building blow up, was hit by shrapnel from the explosion and taken who knows how many. They say it's a lot worse than what the media is saying. Again, I haven't talked to him yet. They just took these notes down, the reporters did. And taken to Round Rock Medical with minor injuries, according to Rhonda Weldon, Director of Communications for University Operations. Yeah, up north there, too, they got nuclear reactors. And the city is so pre-programmed. When I tell you they're doing experiments at one of the biggest experimental reactors in North America, they just say, Alex, quit fear-mongering. It doesn't exist. I'd know if there were reactors in Austin. Yeah, there's two of them. Yeah. Two reactors. Well, really, they still got a little ones, what I'm told, that they could never completely shut down in downtown. Then they got the two up north. So I guess that's three. But the point is, and you got professors like Pianca wandering around there going, soon 90% of us will be dead. I'm prepared for my family to die. Lucifer. Yeah, you go to his UT website, it's him dressed up on the official website in a outfit as a druid and talking about Lucifer. I'm in biology department. Soon everyone will be dead. We're releasing it soon. The FBI went and said, what are you talking about? He goes, never mind. I'm just an old man. He went to the Texas Academy of Sciences, and again, standing ovations when he said they're going to kill everybody. Oh, murder! Death, that's beautiful! We're powerful! Anyway, so this is just all part of the insane power trip that's going on. And again, I'm not insane. You're insane if you're not concerned about this. And I think about this. Who cares about Rand Paul, Ron Paul? Okay, they're great. I endorse Mitt Romney. Fine. That's like rearranging the silverware on the Titanic or something. Whatever, fine. We shouldn't even be freaked out about this. Move forward, warn people, hope humanity survives. That's the best we can do. I'll break this down on the nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock, presentbunny.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.